From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper on two recent meetings of the Hudson School Board. Superintendent Maria L. Stuttermeyer told the board that internet service interruptions continue to be an issue. She said they have become more sporadic and often occur at the same time of day. Some of the problems are weather-related, some equipment-related, Stuttermeyer said in October. She said the district had switched its provider from Mid-Hudson Cable to First Light. In November, she added, and I quote, "We're working with other districts that are experiencing similar disruptions," end quote. During the October 20th meeting, the superintendent reported instruction for all 11th and 12th graders happen online. Most 6th through 10th graders are on a hybrid schedule, 2 days a week in person, the other days online. Most pre-kindergartners through 5th graders attend in person 4 days a week. At the same time, many parents have opted for their children in grades K through 10 to attend remotely. Asked by a parent if there was any way to return all students to in-person instruction, Stuttermeyer said, "It is not possible right now." She said, and I quote, "We don't have the space. If there was a way to bring in students, we'd do it. I know you aren't the only one who's frustrated. We considered using the gym as a classroom, but we need the space to hold students when they come into school before classes begin," end quote. Stuttermeyer said they are looking at the possibility of bringing in the 11th and 12th graders, however. A survey has been sent to parents to gauge their interest in in-person classes and to determine if they would need transportation. You can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Steve Barnes is reporting for the Times Union. The Doris Duke Theater, one of the two indoor performance spaces at the 91-year-old Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in Beckett, Massachusetts, was destroyed by fire early November 17. The wood structure was on fire when emergency crews arrived at 7 a.m., and the entire building was engulfed soon thereafter, according to the account in the Berkshire Eagle. Responders battled the fire, but they were able to save only a sign that said Doris Duke Theater, the paper reported. The 619-seat Ted Shaw Theater, named after founders of Jacob Pillow, was not damaged. The Doris Duke Theater was opened in 1990 and had a capacity of 230. The Duke generally showcased newer, more experimental dance ensembles for those suited its black box-style performance space, which lacks a proscenium stage and has a wall that opens to the outside. Pamela Tatji, Jacob Pillow's artistic and executive director, said in an email, and I quote, "We are heartbroken and we are relieved that no one was hurt. On behalf of everyone at the Pillow, we are grateful for the firefighters and officials who have responded so quickly to this devastating emergency on our grounds. We are grateful for the outpouring of support from around the world we have already received. We will rebuild," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Saugerties school officials will ask district residents next month to approve a $22 million capital project and to approve the inclusion of a $2 million energy contract, which would increase the state reimbursement rate to 67.5%. In a video conference meeting November 16th, School Superintendent Kirk Reinhardt said the aid would be provided over the 15-year payback period for the bonds. He said, and I quote, "There's actually two votes that night. One is to approve the capital project. One is to approve the additional aid on the EPC or energy performance contract," end quote. The capital project would include updating security measures at all school entrances, improving classroom doors to meet Americans with Disabilities Act standards, updating environmental systems to improve air quality, replacing ceiling tiles, and installing required emergency lighting. Presentation on the capital project will be made Tuesday, December 1st. Polls will be open from noon until 9 p.m. on Tuesday, December 15th at each of the district's four elementary schools, and you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.